Doris Martinez came to Texas as a child from Puerto Rico because her brother needed kidney surgery.
When I first came here to Texas, we came here, my mom with the four of us. So she basically was a nurse and scraped enough money to get us here. And she had $20 basically in her pocket. We lived in a church for 2 weeks until she could find a place for us. She started working at the VA hospital. And so just going through that, not having a place to live, not being able to speak the English language, that stuck with me throughout the years.
It's those memories of people helping her family get on their feet that prompted her to create Helping Hands for the Homeless.
It's just my experiences in my childhood is what got me to always want to be able to give back, because I know that there was people there to help us get our life started here in Texas when we first got here and we didn't know anyone.
Every month since September of 2016, Doris gathers supplies, clothing, and makes hot meals for hundreds of homeless people in Fort Worth.
We go out every month and provide a hot meal, snacks, water, clothing. Every month we do a different thing. So this month we'll go out with a hot meal as well as provide 200 sleeping bags and 200 fleece blankets to the individuals.
Now she wants to take it a step further.
And my ultimate goal is to be able to provide hot showers. My goal is to try to raise funds to be able to buy a 6 to 8 stall shower trailer. That way we'll be able to provide them hot water for them to be able to take a shower. Those trailers, they cost anywhere between $40,000 to $45,000. Being able to get up in the morning and take a nice hot shower is something that many of us take for granted. I believe that everyone deserves a shower. I believe that everyone deserves a place to sleep. They deserve food, water. Those are just the basic human necessities that everybody deserves.
We're proud to call Doris Martinez and Helping Hands for the Homeless this week's KRLD Difference Makers.
We see a lot of new faces every month. As time has progressed this year, we've seen even more new faces. They are all very thankful and appreciative.
Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.